Hello, my dear friend. Welcome to Michael's Story Photograph Podcast. I'm so glad that you're here with me today. I'm your host, Michael Serizawa, talking to you from Ottawa. Have you had a moment in your life which you've secretly treasured in your heart, but never told to anybody else? In this podcast, I will tell you about one such special moment from my life in a story photograph. Now make yourself a cup of tea, and let's spend the next 6 minutes together in the cozy room of Story Photograph. Hello, my dear friend. How have you been this first week of August? This weekend, from August 7th, in my hometown back in Japan, the annual summer festival is happening. It's called Tanabata Festival. During this period, the city center is decorated with colorful Tanabata decorations. The style of this decoration is very unique, and I really love them. I include one photo of this festival in the show notes. Today I wanted to share with you one memory from this time of year. This one is from when I was 8 years old. It's a story of a moment that I had with my primary school teacher. She wasn't a teacher that I got along so well, but once she gave me a genuine gift of love, which must have impacted me deeply, because I still remember that moment and gift clearly, and it brings me a sense of warmth. I wonder what subtle gift of love you may remember as you listen to this story. I hope that you will enjoy it. When my drawing was framed. During the summer when I was 8, I participated in a drawing competition with other grade 2 children at my school. It was a competition hosted by my hometown, and the assignment was to draw one's dream road. For several weeks before the summer break, we spent each arts and crafts class drawing our dream roads using crayons and watercolor painting. Not everybody enjoyed this assignment, but I loved it. I decided to draw a road that stretched out of the earth into the universe, passing by many planets and stars on the way. I colored the main portion of the road in rainbow color using my crayons. Every time I drew one wavy line across the road, I switched colors and repeated the process. Because of this time-consuming process, I didn't finish my drawing even after all my classmates finished theirs. I even stayed after school to work on my drawing. To my delight, several people, including my teacher, liked my drawing, and they said it looked very beautiful. Encouraged by their words, I continued coloring my road. Later that summer, the result of the competition came out, and my drawing won a prize. Neither of my parents had ever received any compliment, let alone a prize for their artwork. So when the invitation letter to the little pop-up gallery of the selected drawings came to our mailbox, they thought it was a big deal and we should go and have a look. In the pop-up gallery, only the pieces that had won the highest prizes were displayed in proper frames. Many of them, including mine, were displayed only with soft basic protection covers. I noticed this difference in treatment, but my parents paid no attention to such matter. They were happy and impressed that their daughter's drawing was displayed in the gallery at all. After the summer break, when I went back to school, our dream road drawings were returned, but I didn't get mine back. Then my teacher called me aside. "Your drawing," she said, "it will be displayed on the school corridor. I hope it's okay." When I looked at her puzzled, she further explained. "So one of the teachers said that there is one available spot on the corridor, and we can display one of the drawings from our Dream Road project. And I immediately pulled out yours and asked him to display this one. Thus, my Dream Road drawing spent the rest of the year displayed on the school corridor near one of the staircases in a proper glass frame. Every time I went up the staircase, I saw my own colorful drawing shining in the sunlight coming in from the window. And I used to feel very proud. It especially warmed my heart that the reason my drawing found its place there was not because of any prize, but because somebody really loved it.
Thank you so much for listening. I hope you've enjoyed our time together as much as I did. If you liked this episode, please subscribe and leave us a comment. For more story photographs, you can also visit my website, mabelandolive.com, where I write a story every weekday. That's mabel-and-olive.com. Until next time, stay warm and happy.